This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to the week. This is Kate Delaney, and on this show, we're going to talk about, among other things, the Queen and her final send-off. They're calling it the funeral of the century. There are some security fears, and there are so many security precautions that have been set up because of the world leaders that are there, also the crush of people that will be outside and around the road to Westminster Abbey. And just the flat-out interest in the send-off for the Queen, who was part of the British monarchy, who ruled the most, 70 years on the throne. 70 years on the throne. And now we go from a queen to a king as the king, King Charles, moves into the spotlight, as do his children. And the heir to the throne after is Prince William. So there's lots of conversation about the royals. But do you care about that? And the answer is there is some interest in what's going on with the royals. And not just women. Because somebody said to me, are you just getting interest from women? And the answer is no. There's some men that are interested in it too as well. So, you know, everywhere you look, you're seeing this, whether it's Fox or whether it's CBS or wherever. Or if you don't even watch any of that stuff and you just listen to all of us on radio, well, you know that there obviously is going to be some conversation about it. And it's interesting because you think about our country and we escaped. We didn't want to be under the rule of the king. It was all about escaping. It was about the revolution. And yet the fascination always continues, I think, with the royal family. And there are so many that will get up early because you look at the time difference between the UK and the United States, Eastern time zone, Central time zone, Mountain, Pacific would be the worst. And in the East, you're talking about 5:30 in the morning when so much of that coverage really, really begins. And we'll ultimately see what that turns out to be, this so-called funeral of the century. But 2 million mourners will descend on London and are there ready for it. And about 4 billion people estimated to watch on television this piece of British history, the state funeral, which starts at 11 a.m. again, UK, got so many police, 15,000 police on duty. And it was all about royal fans setting up camp near Buckingham Palace to get those prime positions for the funeral procession, because that's the other part of it. Wherever you can be along the route, there will be people that will be doing that. They're all congregating. So it is, what did I hear somebody say? I thought this was brilliant. Hashtag barometer of public sentiment. And that's what it is. And look, how many times did you see her? So it is that moment that will eclipse probably Muhammad Ali lighting the Olympic torch at the Atlanta opening ceremony. That was watched by 3.6 billion people worldwide. And then if you want to just compare it for fun, Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon in 1969, 650 million. 94% of people watching TV saw that walk on the moon. And then if you look at Princess Diana's funeral in 97, 2.5 billion. That's a lot of numbers. All right, it's not about those kind of numbers. It's about water, 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 and rain. The power out for all of Puerto Rico. Last time they had a storm that was really bad in 2017. Some people didn't get electricity for a month. But landslides knocked the power grid up, ripped up asphalt from roads and flung pieces around. Hundreds of people were evacuated or rescued because of the floodwaters that were rose pretty quickly. The rushing rivers of that brown water hitting cars and eating up the airport runway, even in the south part of Puerto Rico. Historic levels of rain on Sunday and going into Monday, up to 30 inches possible in eastern and southern Puerto Rico. The damages are catastrophic once again. I watched video-wise the storm, Fiona, wash away a bridge in a mountain area that was installed by the National Guard after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. So rushing big slabs of broken asphalt with water rushing. I'm painting you this picture. It is bad. You know, 45 miles an hour at some parts where it hit. And now what happens now as it's struck on the anniversary of Hurricane Hugo, which hit 33 years ago, and that was a Cat 3. Not quite a Cat 3, but pretty bad. Joe Biden, the Prez, declared a state of emergency in the U.S. territory as the eye of the storm approached that southwest corner, knowing it was going to be bad, where some parts had maybe up to 80-mile-an-hour winds, and there was just a blackout on the whole island. So generators, anyone who had generators, it was about trying to get those generators to work. And, you know, you think about it, you still have homes there that have only a blue tarp as a roof. So it's going to be a climb out of this one, too. After Maria, which was worse, it's still going to be a big, big climb to get out of what's happening now. And then what happens with the storm? The storm will swipe the Dominican Republic on Monday. Then it'll hit the northern part of Haiti, according to some of the models I looked at. Turks and Caicos will get the heavy, heavy rain. But it's not expected to hit the United States. So not going to skirt over to Florida the way that this is looking at all. So there's the good news in that it'll hit some of those areas and it'll skirt away in a different direction. But Alaska's part of the United States too, obviously, and I was watching what happened in Anchorage, a storm. You know, we're whiplashed by weather. We have weather whiplash, I've decided. That's what we're about. And then there was this terrible storm that ripped through the Bering Strait over the weekend. So you had massive flooding in several western Alaska kind of coastal communities. And it sent homes off their foundations. There was a house in Nome, and I think this was photographed all over the place. It floated down a river until it finally stopped because it got caught up at a bridge. No injuries or deaths reported, at least still not now, but they've seen some of the worst flooding they've seen in 50 years, and then the high waters are taking a long time to recede, about 15 hours total. So, of course, a disaster declaration was issued for this area in Alaska. Pretty bad again. Systems knocked out. The goal is to do whatever they can to give that relief to people, get them safe, get them water, do the things that we're talking about doing. Like I mentioned, we all have weather whiplash, don't we? Coming up next, it was a wild weekend in sports, especially in the NFL, the Man Cave.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Where would we be in sports if we didn't have friendly bets among ourselves? And there is a double header on Monday night in the NFL to round out the week. And the second game after Tennessee and Buffalo is the Vikings and the Philadelphia Eagles. So Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this show, is a Vikings fan. We have a little bet going that once the Eagles beat the Vikings, he's going to have to wear an Eagles hat and take a picture of it and walk around with that Eagles hat on and see the kind of reception that he gets. He insists that the Vikings will win, and I will be wearing a Vikings hat, so we'll see where that goes. So it's only fair that the best fight song in the NFL is heard here in my man cave, and here is the Eagles victory song. It should be a good game. That's the thing. I think the Eagles will be challenged by Minnesota. And both teams are 1-0 after the Vikings on their opener, 23-7 over the Green Bay Packers. That was a very big win for them. And the Eagles beat Detroit 38-35, but that was last week. This is different. It'll be interesting to watch this match up, I think. Like I said, you know, you look at the Eagles' defense, and will it play better than it did last week? It allowed 181 rushing yards and 400 yards of total offense, so that would be a weak spot. I like Jalen Hurts' chances of looking at the Vikings' defense and being able to find the holes that he needs. But we'll see. That, again, is there is a challenge that has been leveled, and it is interesting to, you know, look at Monday night with these two games. First, the first game that kicks at 6:15 Eastern, Tennessee and Buffalo, and I think Buffalo's quarterback Josh Allen is the real deal. Boy, oh boy, he knows how to come back. He knows what he has to do, I think, to win these games. And they've played each other before, and it comes down to, I think, the defense for the Bills again, too. And they're certainly riding high after their 31-10 thrashing of the Super Bowl champs, the Los Angeles Rams, on their opening game. Over the weekend, this weekend, Sunday, the Giants beat Carolina 19-16. There's so many crazy games where Gano kicked a 56-yard, here we go again with the field goals, 56-yard field goal with 3:34 to play, and the Giants kind of just rolled on. They were booed heavily at the halfway point, but they walked off the field with a victory, like I said, by just a few points. So New York is 2-0 for the first time since 2016. The Panthers are 0-2 because they lost to Cleveland on a late field goal last week. So field goals are killing them. This was a crazy game. Jacksonville smashed Indianapolis 24-0, a shutout. Wow. Trevor Lawrence threw a couple of touchdown passes to Christian Kirk, and Jacksonville really was in the face of Matty Ice Ryan, who wasn't ice in that game at all. He was intercepted 3 times. He was sacked 5 times. 5 times. That's part of the reason why they lost that game so horrifically. So here we are in the man cave, and of course, so much of that focuses on the NFL, so I'm ripping through some of these scores and reminding you, we have our Nail the Score Challenge on our Tuesday show in our first hour, final segment. I pick the game of the week. You call in or send an email during that time period, and if you correctly nail the score and pick the winning team, you win some fabulous prizes. Miami won the big prize for the big comeback, beating Baltimore 42-38. Tua was amazing, and so were his receivers. Not in the beginning of this game at all. It was really about coming back in the second half. 28 points in the fourth quarter. They were being killed going into the halfway point, but they turned it around. And I think there's something about that rally. There was something about Tyreek Hill had touchdown catches of 48 and 60 yards. I was watching this game, and they overcame an incredible performance by Lamar Jackson, who had 3 first-half touchdown passes, and they had a 21-point lead with a 79-yard touchdown run in the third. Are you kidding me? How did this happen? So their biggest comeback in the history of the Dolphins. I give them credit. There was problems in the secondary for the Ravens when they started to get through, and that was that. They couldn't stop them in the end. New England beat Pittsburgh 17-14. I was watching little highlights from this on the day and watching the other games, and they responded, and they had just enough. Bill Belichick had just enough left in his team to make them be able to hold. And you know, it's interesting too, because Mitch Trubisky threw for 168 yards and a touchdown and an interception for the Steelers. So the offense sputtering for a bunch of stretches. They couldn't really find any rhythm, and I think that's what held them back in that game against the Patriots. Cleveland and the Jets. Who would have thunk this? Not me. Joey Falco. You know Falco. You remember him. Oh, yeah, from the Ravens. So he is the Jets dude, and it was 31-30 in the end. He fired a 15-yard TD pass to the rookie Garrett Wilson with 22 seconds left. The Jets rallied for an improbable 31-30 win. I'm going to say it again. Stunning the Browns. And me, too, in my football pool, I lost it. You know, listen, he did what he had to do, marched down the field, got the job done. The Jets scored two touchdowns in a span of 60 seconds, and that wrecked Cleveland's home opener. So both of those teams are 1-1. Tampa Bay and New Orleans, where are my Houdat Nation fans? I thought the Saints would put up more of a challenge, but they didn't. They did in the beginning, but Tom Brady quickly sputtered things around, and he'd struggled. He had four straight regular season meetings with the Saints where they lost, and he was frustrated, but he was able to get it done when he had to. You could see him on the sideline throwing the tablet, throwing a little temper tantrum, and even there was some fisticuffs in the middle of the field, and I'm not even describing that right. There was a scuffle in this game, but Brady did what he had to do and made those key moves when they needed it, and the Bucs defense was really the story. They squelched the Saints' comeback by intercepting Jameis Winston three times in the final 12 minutes. So Brady finishes 18 of 34 for 190 yards and the one touchdown. But it was about defenses really on both sides of the ball. I mean, Tampa didn't even score until Ryan Succop hit a 47-yard field goal, rather, with like 3 minutes and change left in the third quarter to tie it at three. So that's where that game was at. Just crazy. I'm sure Saints fans are stunned. Detroit stunned Washington 36-27, and San Francisco beat Jimmy Garoppolo, Seattle 27-7. How about them Raiders in overtime? They lost to Arizona. What an incredible comeback for Arizona. Where are my Arizona fans? 29-23, and Dallas beat Cincy 20-17. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity, President Biden approving an emergency declaration for the U.S. territory Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. Officials are asking people to stay at home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. A moment of silence was observed across Britain Sunday night. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian troops in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jeff Berman, he's written a book called The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. One person's traversing through cancer to remission, and we had the greatest off-air conversation about this. And again, without further ado, let's introduce him. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
So take me back to the day when you got the diagnosis that you had cancer and what that was like.
Well, after being uncomfortable for the better part of a month and my doctor not figuring out what it was, he said, "Now you've got me worried. I want an MRI." 4 hours after the MRI, he calls me and said, "Well, I got the test results back, and they're not good." And I asked him to replay the tape, and he said, "Nope, that's live. It's not Memorex." And my wife came out of a restaurant, looked at me, raised her hands and with a question mark. I put my thumbs down, and her eyes got wide, and hello, I now have cancer.
Wow. So you hear that diagnosis and then you get automatically into overdrive, I imagine, and you're researching, figuring out what you're doing, talking to doctors, and that had to be such a whirlwind of the complicated process of trying to figure out where you're going. What was that like?
Once you put your life on pause, because there were other things that were going on in my life at the time, like everybody else, you take a deep breath, then you learn to trust the doctor. And one of the first things he said to me was, "Don't believe what's on the internet because it's out of date." And that's a scary thought.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, "Ooh, hello." Fortunately or unfortunately, my mother-in-law was near the end of her life from her third round of fighting breast cancer. And my wife knew what to do and how to do it. And the short answer was, the doctor gets the first vote. My wife got the second vote. And if there were any votes left, then I got it. So you can imagine how many votes I got over the course of a year.
So you're on the other side, and you take us through that journey in your book, but what is it that you want people to take away from? I love the title, The Sun is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. Get it on Amazon.
Well, the takeaway, at least as I see it, is we can choose to live our lives negatively, positively, or in neutral. I just find that if I get up every day and I can see the sun, it's got to be better than the alternatives. And especially as we watch the numbers just accelerate from COVID-19.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. Okay, but let's find a way to be positive. That's what I did. That's what the book really chronicled, was my attempt at getting through every day. Now, I didn't write something down every day, but yeah, pretty much. I tried to find something lighthearted, or at least to remind me that, hey, I'm alive. I've got two kids. At the time, I had a grandson on the way. Why do I want to sit here sulking? That just uses up energy. And I think it's still true today.
Yeah, I was just going to say, isn't that the truth? And it's interesting, too, because you're the dad. You've got grandkids. You talked about family and what your wife was going through and your profession. You're this former president of the American Bankruptcy Institute, and you authored lots of books and law review articles and journal pieces. And you talk about that even in the Amazon editorial review. They have that on the details about you, and I looked that up. So people think of you as strong and, you know, this is this guy. Boy, what has he done in the past 40 years? And that's business versus personal. What was that like for the people who knew you in that other role finding out, and how supportive were they?
In many respects, scarier than hell.
Yeah.
Pardon my saying it that way. One of our friends said, you know, no offense, I'm glad it's you and not me, because I don't think I could make it. But, it, you know, it kind of sets you back on your heels, and here's this 11,000-member organization, and I don't know every member, but I probably can spot and identify 500 to 1,000 people at the various conferences, and suddenly I'm off the shelf. I can't help. I can't participate except by phone. Okay, then I'll participate by phone. That's what you do. And the personal friends, I mean, we had moved into our new home 2 weeks earlier after we got the diagnosis. We didn't know anybody. Yeah, but people on the block started reaching out. There was a weekly bocce game. They said, hey, come play. So they wrapped me up in a blanket if it was after a chemo cycle, and I sat and watched them play. Or I sat in the bowling alley in long pants and a sweater and a baseball cap while my wife bowled. Now, a year later, somebody said, I didn't know, who are you? And they said, I'm Autumn's husband. I didn't know you bowled. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd been sitting behind the lane for a year. Hello. But the book was a way to keep people apprised of what was going on who didn't want to reach out and bother us. And the people that we're really close to called any day of the week, any hour of the day. And if I was asleep, my wife answered the phone. You know, that's what we did until you, for example, I got the phone call from the doctor and says, oh, by the way, I need to admit you tonight because we've had you on the wrong antibiotics for 2 weeks. I had bacterial pneumonia. Yeah, well, I'm at the car dealership. Do you need me right now? She said, no, you can come later in the day. Okay. I gave my car service. Hello. But it took them 10 days to figure out what type of bacteria I had. And it was a bacteria they see less than 1% of the time. So, of course, the antibiotic I was on fed the stupid thing instead of knocking it down. Ooh, okay, so you get Bactrim intravenously and then for 6 months after that. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, you just get up and say, okay, we're off we go. It ain't the yellow brick road by any way, shape, or form. But here I am today, it's April 2nd, and it's 6 years later, and on April 8th, I celebrate 6 years from getting a stem cell transplant and my first grandson born. That's pretty neat. And it's a reason to get up in the morning, see the sun, and be happy.
So when people read this, that's exactly what you want them to take away from your book, right?
Yes. Make no mistake, Kate, there are bad days. And I've had plenty of them since this all started. But none of them are as bad as not being here.
Oh, that's a good way to say that. And the book, again, The Sun Is Up, I'm Vertical, It's a Good Day. We're speaking with Jeff Berman. So you go through that, and as you said, here it is, 6 years later, things have changed, obviously, with your health. What does it feel like to be on the other end of that this many years?
I wish I knew a really fun answer for you. You know, some days I feel great. Some days I just slog through, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. I don't know why I'm here. I say, you know, thank you to the staff at the City of Hope in Doherty, California, outside of Pasadena. It's one of the National Cancer Institute facilities, leader in the bone marrow stem cell transplant world. But everything they did for me worked, and I'm really grateful. As one of the social workers said to me when I was really getting concerned, because every time somebody walked in, oh, you're doing great. Okay, I'm starting to worry because everybody's telling me I'm doing great. And I asked the gal, are you blowing smoke up my... she said, no, we have too many people who go from this room to ICU who don't get out.
Oh, wow.
So I don't question it. I don't know why. But I cherish every day. I mean, I'm 66 now, two grandsons. The second one happened to be born on my 65th birthday. And no, I had nothing to do with picking either dates. But, gee whiz, I have whatever life I have left, I get to enjoy. It could have been over 6 years ago. It's not. Thank you very much. Knock on wood, knock on my head. I don't care. What a wonderful thing and gift. Plus, I don't have to listen to my two daughters crying that, Dad, you weren't supposed to die until you were 150. Yeah, okay, good luck with that one. But that's really what it feels like, Kate. Every day is an adventure. Yeah, I've had plenty of crappy days. I've seen plenty of people suffer. We've got a friend in Detroit who's fighting COVID-19.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody knows somebody type thing. Yeah, well, everybody does. But we take it one day at a time. And you and I talked before about turning the news off. Because if all you do is watch the news every day, you're going to get depressed. And sooner or later, you're going to take it out on something. God forbid you kick the dog or the cat, or you throw a pot or pan at your spouse, or you beat your kid up because of the stress. Turn it off. Turn some music on. If you can take a walk, take a walk. Socially distancing, of course. Now wearing masks, but get outside. See the sun. Breathe the air. And enjoy the fact that we have this time. I was talking to a lawyer a couple of days ago. I could hear his kids in the background. As we were finishing the call, I said, go enjoy your kids for a little bit. You may never get this chance again to have this much time with them. While still working, go outside and play with them on the swing or wherever they were. And he said, you know, that's not a bad idea. And that's it, you know.
That's it, vertical.
I don't know how else to do it, because otherwise I'm going to drag myself down, eat or drink myself into oblivion, and be of no help to my kids, my wife, our friends. I'm still working to a degree, so to the industry I'm in. Not going to live my life that way. I'm going to stay upright every day as best I can.
Okay. This is the perfect place to end this, because you're right. It's a good lesson in that about staying vertical. The sun is up. I'm vertical. It's a good day. Jeff Berman, great conversation. Pick up his book on Amazon.com. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Kate.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all need a boost, and this woman can boost us, let me tell you. Marilyn Alcorn has written a book called U-Turn to Paradise, The Day-by-Day, All-Day Journey to Achieve a Lifetime Destiny. And you know how I feel about that, and especially the word destiny and what it is it takes. And this book is fascinating, very, very tough to put down. In fact, I want to say it was 6 months ago I read it. I can't remember exactly when, but I know it was very thought-provoking and certainly made me think. Marilyn, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Kate. Thank you. It's good to be here. It's good to be alive.
Boy, it is good to be alive, isn't it? No kidding. And it's interesting. So your book is so timely, too, as to what all of us are going through, because life isn't going to be the same after we get through what's happening now with this pandemic. I like to say we're going to have to all refocus, reimagine,
yes,
and reinvent. So tell us about the book. If someone said, hey, Marilyn, what's your book about? What would you say?
Well, right off, Kate, I would say it's basically a self-help book and a opportunity for one to reflect on one's life, looking at that age group, especially that 30 now, they're about 30, 40 now, they were like 25 to 35 then. But if you're a mom or dad or if you're the grandparent, this would be a great book to suggest to your grandchildren or your children, adult children, to take a look-see so that we can, you know, one can self-assess and self-evaluate where they are in life.
And why do you think that's important to do that?
I think it's so important because spiritually, in our country, I hate to say it, but our country has kind of gotten away from its spiritual roots. You know, mankind is a whole being, and we accept our natural side. We go about our business. You know, we get our jobs, and we go off to college, and we graduate, and then get our jobs, find someone, we marry, and we go on and go off, and we, you know, do the multiplying thing, but we forget that there is a creator that got us all started years ago. And that is the side that I address in our book, You Turn to Paradise, because there's a dissatisfaction that happens in our lifetime in it's like these mid-20s and these mid-30s age group. And you just kind of, you do what you do like on automatic pilot, but you don't really have a passion and a motivation as to why you do it. And this is what I kind of took a look-see at and said, you know what? People need to understand that our spiritual side, it counts. It's not a discount part of us. It is something that goes along with us as we go along, and it needs to be addressed.
Oh, I love that. And you said that so well. And I think that's true, that there is this dissatisfaction. You go through what you call the automatic pilot phase. Everything's great and you're young and you're not thinking about it. And then all of a sudden you hit some kind of a weird wall. And a lot of times that is because people have left off spirituality. And what did you find as you did this book? What little nugget did you take away from you writing this book?
Well, I guess more importantly, you know, a lot of times I'm in church and I'll hear the pastors will say, I'm addressing this for me and my benefit as much as I'm addressing it to you. And that was one of the things I found right away, that the Lord touched me directly in my own life. And the things that I had done and experienced past tense, I was able to reflect back on, and then things that moving forward as I continued to finish up the book and move on, I was able to use the very tools that the Lord provided in inspiration, because it was inspirational. It wasn't just coming from me, but he allowed me to use these very tools that I wrote about in order to check myself. You know, I go along and go along and, oh yeah, that's right. I have to careful, you know, and the thing of it is, and one of the things I wanted to point out so importantly, as we're doing our self-reflecting and getting ourselves checked, we actually make things better for other people around us. You know, that sphere of influence that we all have as we travel through life, it becomes greater because we're able to offer sound advice. We're able to stand as an example for others, and others see us going through hard times and things, you know, troubling to us. We're able to lift our head up high and have courage to go ahead and meet those challenges. Others are watching that, and others are seeing us positively go through things, and that will in turn help them.
Wow, I love that. The sphere of influence. In your own life, give us an example, and you talk about it in the book, but give us an example of something, a hurdle, a moment that you went through.
Well, I guess one of the things is that comes to mind greatly, and like you said, I did mention it in the book, was a time when things weren't going too well on my job. And I go, what is going on here? And the interesting thing about it is, and like most people, you know, I didn't think it was me. I didn't think it had anything to do with me. I just thought it was the job and whatever. So I'm going through it. I'm praying and I'm going through it. I'm entreating God about it. And the beautiful thing about it, after doing what I'm supposed to do, and this is the steps that I outline in the book, which is to pray and to meditate, the Lord gave me an answer. One day I walked into my job and on my desk was left a small little book, and it had to do with spiritual meditations for teachers. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And I looked and I started reading it, and I said, oh my God, this is the answer to my prayer. the Lord had provided someone else to leave that book for me. And when I opened it and started reading it, it just, all the problems and issues I was confronted with and worrying about were right there. It was just amazing. And the interesting thing about it is the person who left the book, they had no idea why they left the book. They just left. You know, it was, they were just in passing. It was nobody that I had really worked with, but they were around me. They were part of my sphere of influence. And they kind of felt bad. They said, you know, I'm not a teacher, but I just was compelled to leave this for you. And I said, you know, it worked. And I said, thank you for being obedient to that spirit, because it's that little small voice that will lead you to lift someone else up and help. And the fact that I responded positive, because they were so fearful that I was going to, you know, like, who are you to tell me what to do type of thing, type of attitude. And the fact that I was very humbling and understood that this was something I needed to address and to fix me and things. Once I did that, it was so much better. The problem had been solved. And this young man that assisted me, I mean, it made him feel so good. And it gave him that interest, that inch enough of courage to continue in his way, to go down his pathway that needed to be, you know, worked with. So it's a win-win situation for all when we embark upon a particular path. And this is what I outline it in my book, You Turn to Paradise. I outline it as a pathway, something that you're traveling to. You know, oftentimes we speak in reference of life, of traveling down life's road. And so that's exactly what we're doing. And why not travel down the right road as opposed to the wrong road?
Oof, I love that. Hey, we have a minute left. You Turn to Paradise, the day-by-day, all-day journey to achieve a lifetime destiny, Marilyn Alcorn. What do you hope the big takeaway is for most people? And I think you've weaved that in this conversation. But someone reads your book, they hear this conversation, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the necessity to understand that we as human beings, we are one whole. And we come with this, you know, oftentimes you hear that phrasing, baggage, the baggage that, you know, people come with into a relationship or into something, into a job. Well, you have, part of your baggage is your spiritual background or makeup. And once that spiritual makeup is improved upon, because in life we all have different things we want to improve upon, whether it's our health or whether it's our intelligence, you know, self-help. Well, self-help on your spiritual side is so important. And it's important in the sense of living in our society. It tends to be underrated.
Yes, I love it. Marilyn Alcorn, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.